Hallelujah, praise and thank God that we can be here to worship the true and living God. This morning I'd like to share with you, are not the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters in Israel? Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 12.
列王记下的第五章第十二节.
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 12.
列王记下第五章的第十二节.
Are not Abana and Pepha, the river Damascus, better than all the water of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went away in a rage.
第十二节, 大马色的河, 亚巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗? 我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗? 于是气愤地转身去了。
So last night we studied one another, Gehazi, the servant of Elisha.
那昨天我们一起学习了基哈西, 他是以利沙的仆人。
Even though Gehazi, he was going to be the next man of God.
他本来是下一个当神人的一个人。
But because his heart was not in the right place,
因为他的心不在正确的地方,
he fell into the temptation of greediness.
那他就因为受到了贪婪的试探。
But this morning we're going to study about Naaman.
那我们今天要学习的是乃曼。
Even though Naaman, he was the commander of the army of Syria.
乃曼元帅呢, 他是亚兰王的元帅。
Even though he was very wealthy,
他是一个很有钱的人。
But he's willing to give all these things up to be cleansed from his leprosy.
那他愿意呢, 放弃他这一些所有的呢, 就是能够从大麻风得到洁净。
But Gehazi has no leprosy.
但是基哈西他并没有得大麻风,
but at the same time he was not wealthy.
他也不是一个有钱的人,
but he's willing to trade, like his, you know, greediness. He wanted to trade to gain the things, you know, the material things, for in to trade for the leprosy.
因为他的贪心呢, 他愿意把永生的事情呢, 换来啊, 结果得到的是大麻风。
Actually, quite often, you and I, just like Gehazi.
实际上呢, 你我有的时候呢, 就像基哈西一样。
If we've been in Christ for a long time,
我们在主里面很长的时间,
we know our Lord Jesus Christ has washed us from our sin.
我们知道主耶稣基督洗净了我们的罪。
And no longer you and I live a life in leprosy.
那你我呢, 并不在大麻风的生活里面。
But when we look at the people in the world,
那我们看这世界上其他的人,
they seem to have everything.
他们看起来有所有的。
So we also want to run up this thing and pursue it, and then on the end we also have leprosy.
那有的时候呢, 我们就跟他们一样去追求这世上的事物, 到最后我们也得到了大麻风。
But of course, if we compare the life of Gehazi to the life of Naaman, which life do you want to be?
那如果我们来做一个对比的话呢, 像基哈西的生活和乃曼的生活, 你会选择哪一个生活?
I'm sure none of us want to have the life of Naaman.
那我们想没有人想要得乃曼这样子的生活。
Why? Because he has a leprosy.
为什么呢? 因为他得到大麻风。
Even though he was very, you know, very powerful, he was wealthy.
虽然他是一个很有权力, 很有钱的一个人。
But I'm sure many of us choose to be Gehazi.
那但是我们很多人就会选择当基哈西。
Because Gehazi, even though he had nothing, but he's, you know, working with the man of God.
但是基哈西也许看来什么都没有, 但是他跟神人一起工作。
And he's serving the true and living God.
那他是在侍奉这一个独一又活的真神。
And he has no leprosy.
他也没有得到大麻风。
And nowadays, you and I just like Gehazi.
那今天呢, 你我就像基哈西一样。
So don't make the mistake of trading ourselves to gain the things of this world and also gain leprosy at the same time.
所以不要为我们牺牲自己现在有的去换取世上的事物而得到了大麻风。
But now let's look at the man Naaman.
那我们现在来看乃曼。
Remember our Lord Jesus Christ said, of all the people during that time, only Naaman was healed from his leprosy.
那我们知道在那个时候呢, 只有乃曼呢的大麻风得着了医治。
So this means Naaman, he was a very special person.
所以在这里呢, 他是一个很特别的人。
Because during his time, he's the only one that was cleansed from his leprosy.
因为在这个时代, 他是唯一大麻风得到洁净的人。
Let's see what kind of man he is.
我们先来看他是怎么样的一个人。
Because quite often, when you and I want to evangelize and want to preach the gospel to others,
有的时候, 当我们想要传福音, 想要把福音传给其他人的时候,
maybe we preach to a man just like Naaman.
有的时候也许我们传讲的对象就好像乃曼一样。
He's very powerful.
他是一个很有能力的人。
And he's very wealthy.
他是一个很富有的人。
But then his word is also very strong.
那他的 话语也是很有力量的。
Just like here, when the man of God told him go and dip seven times in the Jordan River.
在这里，神人告诉他说，你到约旦河里面去沐浴七回。
Then he was, you know, Naaman was very upset.
在这时候呢，乃曼就发怒。
He said the rivers of Damascus are so much better than the rivers in Israel, the waters in Israel.
他说大马色的河不比这个以色列一切的水都好吗？
Why do I need to wash in the water in Israel, especially the Jordan River?
我为什么要到以色列的水里面去沐浴呢？尤其是这个约旦河。
Of course, but Naaman, he did not know any better.
但是我们知道乃曼呢，他其实对这事情并不了解。
But for the man of God.
但是对神人来说，
this is what God told him to tell Naaman.
这是神人因为神叫他把这一点教导给乃曼。
So it doesn't matter how Naaman react.
不管说乃曼他的反应是什么，
The man of God never compromised his faith to do what Naaman wanted to do.
所以神人并没有就妥协他的信仰，说乃曼你做你想做的事吧。
Just like for us nowadays.
就像我们今天也是一样的。
Quite often we tend to compromise. Why? Because we want to make everybody else happy.
有的时候我们要妥协，为什么呢？我们希望每个人都能够高兴。
Just like, you know, when we pray in church.
就像我们在教会祷告。
It's nothing wrong to pray in tongues.
用灵言祷告不是个错误。
But why when people come to a church and we get all frightened, we say we should do this way and that way? Why?
那为什么我们有访问者的时候呢？我们就有点害怕，我们说我们要这样子来做，这样那样来做。
That's why this morning we're going to learn together.
所以在今天早上呢，我们要一起学习。
The character of Naaman.
我们要学习乃曼他的特质。
And then the character of the young girl.
然后我们要学习这小女子她的特质。
And also a little bit of the king of Syria.
然后我们要讨论亚兰王。
And then the king of Israel.
还有以色列王。
Then the man of God.
还有神人。
And then the servant of Naaman.
还有乃曼的仆人。
All these people God put into place only to fulfill one purpose.
那所有的这些人呢，神把他们都聚集在一起呢，只有一个目的。
That is for Naaman's leprosy to be cleansed.
就是乃曼的大麻风能得以医治。
Second King chapter 5 verse 1.
请看列王记下第五章第一节。
Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大。
During that time, Syria was the greatest country in the world.
在那时候呢，亚兰国是世界上最伟大的国度。
And they were the most powerful country in the world.
也是世界上最强盛的一个国家。
And they, during that time, they conquered Israel and, you know, bring many slaves, you know, to serve them.
那时候他们征服了以色列国，掳了很多人去当他们的奴仆。
But look at Naaman.
那我们来看乃曼。
So he's the commander of the army of the most powerful country.
他是世界上最有强大国家的元帅。
And then the Bible said that he was also a great person.
那在这里呢，圣经说他也是一个很好的人。
He's not only a great person, but also he was an honorable man.
那他也是一个有大能的人。
Yeah, this is some characteristic that's very hard to find.
那这个其实是很难找到这样子的特质。
Just like nowadays, if you want to find some politician, we say, yes, they have great power, it's true.
那我们现在看一些政治人物，他们是很有权力。
But it's very difficult to find one that's very honorable.
但是看到呢，真的是很诚实，
Why?
是值人尊敬的呢，很少。
Why? Because most often, if you want to be a politician, you must be an expert liar. Right?
那为什么呢？因为你想要从政的话呢，有的时候你必须是一个说谎。
If you're an honest person, it's very difficult to reach you the point in your career.
那如果你是一个诚实的人呢，你很难在你的职场上达到一个特定的位置。
But Naaman, second in charge of Syria.
但是乃曼是亚兰国的第二号人物。
But not only was great, but also was honorable.
他不只是一个好大能力的人呢，他也是一个值得尊敬的人。
And say, and also.The Lord, right? And verse 1, the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man, a valor, and but he a leper.
在这里呢，耶和华借着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
See, the Lord God himself also gave Naaman victory over the enemies.
在这里呢，我们看到主呢，就是借用他的能力呢，让他能够得胜。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
Because God is the God of Israel.
因为神是以色列人的神。
But why would he give Syria victory over them?
那他为什么让亚兰人得胜呢？
Actually, because during that time, the chosen people sinned greatly against God.
那为什么呢？因为那时候被拣选的这些子民呢，在神面前犯罪。
So Naaman was powerful.
所以乃曼呢是有能力的人。
Was honorable.
他是值得尊敬的一个人。
Then God also was with him.
神也与他同
在。And he's the mighty valor, right? A man of valor.
他是大能的勇士。
And then also people love him very much.
其他的人也爱他。
When he went and spoke to the king,
他就去跟亚兰王讲话的时候,
the king of Seir, who might grant whatever he wants.
那亚兰王就他要求什么，王都会同意.
Then the young servant girl,
那有一个小女子服侍他,
call him master.
然后称他为主人.
And she also considered him to be something, you know, someone, somebody is great.
那也是认为他是一个伟大的人.
Then the young man who served Naaman called him father.
那些其他呢服侍他的人就称他为父.
If Naaman was a bad person,
如果他不是一个好的人,
there's no slave to serve will call him such a thing.
那这些服侍他的人呢就不会这样子来称呼他.
So he must be a great person.
所以他一定是一个很好的人.
He must be loved by many people.
他也是被很多人所爱戴的一个人.
So that's why when before he went to the man of God,
所以当他到神人之前的时候,
he have a certain, you know, image to behold.
那所以他有一个形象他必须要保持.
So quite often when we look at our friends and truth seekers,
有的时候我们看我们的朋友, 还有慕道的朋友,
we have to truly understand who they are.
我们必须要真实地了解他们是谁。
If we understand who they are, then we know the way they react to certain things.
那我们知道, 如果我们了解他, 我们就知道他对事情的反应。
If you know a person is very important,
如果这是一个很重要的一个人物,
when they come to our church,
他来到我们教会,
of course they're going to act very important.
那他看起来呢, 就好像自己很重要一样。
But it's okay.
但是这是没有关系的。
Why? Because if people do not know our Lord Jesus Christ,
因为其他人如果不了解主耶稣基督的话呢,
they will act the way they act just like the people in the world.
就好像他们在世上做一样的事情。
So we must understand this.
所以我们必须要这样子了解。
So just like Naaman,
就像乃曼一样。
Even though he's very powerful,
虽然他是一个很有能力的人,
even though he's wealthy,
他是很有富有的一个人,
one little problem,
但是有一个小问题,
and the little problem that he has leprosy,
这个小问题就是他得了大麻风,
but it's even more amazing,
但是另外一件,
how can a leprosy can, you know, be in charge of the whole army of Syria, right?
一个大麻风的人呢, 能带领所有亚兰的军队,
of course, though, for the Israelites,
当然了, 对以色列人来说,
if anyone has leprosy,
如果任何一个人他有了大麻风,
they cannot be with the common people.
他就不能跟其他的人, 一般人在一起,
they have to be cast out.
他们就会被赶出去。
But for Syria,
但是在亚兰国,
because they do not believe in God,
因为他们不相信神,
even someone with leprosy, they can be in charge of the whole army.
虽然这个人得了大麻风, 他可以当整个军队的统领。
So just like nowadays, the people in the world,
就像现在世上的这些人,
actually it seems the, you know, the more people sin, the more they're high up in the position.
然后看他们如果犯的罪越多, 好像他们的职位也就越高。
But that's the world.
但这是世上。
We don't need to worry about that.
我们不需要去担心这个事情。
Even though he was very powerful,
虽然他是很有权力,
very wealthy,
非常的富有,
but one thing he has is leprosy.
但是他有的呢, 他有的是大麻风。
So when we look at all the people in the world nowadays,
让我们看在世界上现在所有的人,
it doesn't matter how powerful they are,
不管你有多么大的权力,
how wealthy they are,
不管你有多么的富有,
if they're not baptized according to the Bible,
如果你没有照着圣经接受洗礼,
they have leprosy.
他们得了大麻风。
And that is our goal.
这就是我们的目标。
Our goal is to be able to help them to be cleansed from their leprosy.
那我们的目标呢, 就是希望他们能够从大麻风,
we don't focus on anything else.
我们的专注点不应该是,
it doesn't matter if they're poor, they're rich, it doesn't matter.
不管他们是有钱的, 他们是贫穷的, 都没有关系。
But if they have leprosy, we will be there to be a vessel for God to be used to help them with their leprosy.
如果他们有大麻风, 我们就是神用的一个器皿, 去让他们能够从大麻风中洁净出来。
I remember when I first came to Christ,
那我记得我当信主的时候,
I really want my boss to come to know Jesus.
那我希望我 的上司呢来认识主耶稣基督,
but because he was my boss,
因为他是我的上司,
and he also knew the Bible really well,
他也很了解圣经,
I was always very afraid to preach to him.
那我有的时候要传道理给他的时候呢, 就心里就会害怕,
well, because if I preach him, maybe he's going to fire me, right?
那我说有的时候如果我跟他传福音的话呢, 也许他会把我解雇,
and second thing that if I preach him, he knows the Bible much more than I do, of course, you know, he will make me look foolish.
那如果我传福音给他呢, 因为他对圣经的了解比我更深, 所以我看起来就好像是很愚笨的样子。
Thank God, right before I quit my job,
那感谢神在我决定不做这个工作之前,
I was able to preach to him.
我就有个机会呢, 可以传福音给他。
And, you know, of course, even though things didn't go that well, but you know, but my conscience is clear.
那当然呢, 虽然事情呢, 没有进行的那么顺利呢, 但是我的良知上呢, 得到了平静。
So that's why Naaman.
所以当乃曼
，We must know what kind of person he is.
我们必须要了解他是怎么样的一个人。
So that's why when he went to the king.
所以当他到王那里去的时候
，And then the king pretty much told him he would send a letter right to the king of Israel.
亚兰王说，我可以为你写一封信给以色列王。
But why? How did Naaman, you know, was going to Samaria in the first place?
那为什么乃曼王要先去亚兰呢
？Because of the young servant girl.
因为这里有一个小女子。
Look at verse 2.
我们请看第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
第五章的第二节。
And the Syrians had gone out on raid and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife.
亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼。
Look at this young girl.
我们看这个小女子。
Actually, she's a slave of Naaman.
那她其实是乃曼的一个奴婢。
And the reason she served by Naaman's wife because, you know, the Syrian went to raid, you know, the camp of Israel, then brought her back, then she was a slave.
那为什么她服侍乃曼的妻呢？是因为她被亚兰人掳过来呢，就当做奴隶。
And we don't even know who she is.
我们并不知道她是谁。
The Bible never say her name.
圣经里面没有记载她的名字。
But what she have done was written in the history of Israel.
但是她所做的呢，是在以色列的历史上。
What she have done is written in the Bible.
她所做的事情呢，是记载在圣经之中的。
Even though her role was so minute.
那她的角色呢，虽然是这么的微小。
But plays such an important role in history.
但是在历史上呢，是有这么大的一个责任。
Look at verse 3.
我们请看第三节。
Then she said to her mistress.
那她就跟祖母说。
If only my master were with the prophet who is in the Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy.
说巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。
First, this young girl must have great love toward her master.
第一个呢，这个小女子呢，对她的主人有很深的爱。
If you were a slave of someone,
如果你是一个奴婢
，Do you? If he has leprosy, he's like, oh, thank God he has leprosy, right?
那如果你看到你的主人得了大麻风，说感谢神，他得了大麻风。
But this young girl was not like that.
但是小女子并不。是这个样子。
But when she said to her mistress,
她就跟祖母说
she said in such a nice, loving way.
她用一个有爱心的方式。
And not only she did it with love, also she did it with faith.
她不只是用爱心来说，她也是借着她的信心来说。
She did not say to, you know, the Naaman's wife, say, oh, if he goes to Samaria, you know, the prophet there will heal him, right? She doesn't say in such a way.
她并不是说，她只要去这个撒玛利亚，她就会得到医治。
But she said in such a way, if only my master.
她说，巴不得我主人。
This means she wished, she hoped that her, you know, her master will be able to go to Samaria.
所以她在盼望她的主人能够去见这个神人。
Remember during that time, nobody was healed from leprosy.
我们要知道那时候没有人从大麻风得到医治。
But how did this young girl have such great faith?
那这个小女子怎么会有这么强的信心
？Saying if he would go there, he would be healed.
她说只要她去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好她的大麻风。
So quite often you and I must be like this young girl.
所以有的时候我们必须要跟这个小女子一样。
Many people live in the world, they live in sin.
那在这世界上，很多人住在这个世界上。住在罪恶里
and they live in love and leprosy.
他们是住在大麻风的掌控之中。
But do you and I have the faith?
但是你我有这样的信心吗
？To share with them the way to be cleansed from their leprosy.
能够跟他们分享从大麻风洁净的这个方式。
This is the kind of heart you and I should have.
这是你我应该有的心。
It doesn't matter they're rich.
不管他们是不是富有的。
It doesn't matter they're powerful.
不管是不是他们是不是有权力的。
We have the way.For them to be cleansed.
我们有让他们能够洁净的方式。
And that is through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是借着主耶稣基督。
But we must have love and compassion.
但是我们必须要爱和同情心。
We must have faith.
我们必须要有信心。
And then, now let's go back a little bit to Naaman.
那我们再看回乃曼。
This Naaman, why would he listen to a slave girl?
乃曼呢，为什么会听他奴仆说的话呢？
But actually, he must also have a humble heart.
他有一颗，他必须有一颗能够谦卑的心。
A person who's wise to listen to others.
那他有这样的智慧呢，可以听从别人的劝谏。
And it seems that Naaman doesn't even know this girl's name.
那这个乃曼呢，也许根本不认识这个女子的名字。
Look at verse 4.
我们请看第四节。
And Naaman went and told his master.
乃曼进去告诉他主人说
They say, thus and thus say the girl who is from the land of Israel.
以色列国的女子如此如此说
Of course, nobody talks like this. If he knew her name, he would say, oh, there's a servant girl named so-and-so tell me, you know, this and that.
那如果他知道这个女子的名字呢，他也许就不会这样说，他会说我的奴仆这个人呢告诉我这样子做。
But he just said the girl who is from the land of Israel. That's all he knows.
那在这里他只知道这是以色列国的女子。
But look at this young girl.
那我们看这个小女子。
She did such a wonderful thing.
她做了一个很美好的事情。
Nobody knows who she is.
没有人知道她是谁。
And I don't think she cares for people to know who she is.
她也不在乎人家知不知道她是谁。
And this kind of humility that you and I also have when we, you know, serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样谦卑的心也是当我们侍奉的时候应该有的心态。
You know, sometimes we bring friends and true seekers to church.
那有时候我们带朋友跟慕道者来教会。
And maybe people have no idea who brought these people.
那也许有人不知道这些慕道者是谁带来的。
Maybe we are the one that brought them.
也许我们是邀请他们来的人。
But it doesn't matter.
但是这个不重要。
Because on the end, God must be glorified.
因为在最后呢，神的荣耀必须得到彰显。
Actually, there's a sister in the. Is a sister in one of the churches in California.
那有一位在加州的姐妹。
She's very gifted in evangelism.
她对于宣道方面呢是很有恩赐的。
And one time I asked, you know, all the friends of true seeker who've been recently baptized.
那我就有一次问这些刚接受洗礼的这些慕道的朋友，新受洗礼的同龄。
And I asked, who brought you to church?
那我就问他说是谁先。
It's very interesting.
就很有趣。
Most of them does not know her name. The sister who brought them to church.
很多人并不知道她的名字，可是她把他们带来教会。
Oh, yeah, the sister who go to this certain kind of supermarket.
那他们就说这个姐妹常常去这样子的购物中心去买东西。
And almost all do not know her name.
大部分的人都不知道她的名字。
It was very interesting to me.
那对我来说是很有趣的一个现象。
And then finally, I asked one of the church council, and I said, "Oh, this sister so and so, the one that brought them."
那我就问一个职务会的成员，他就说是这位姐妹把他们带来的。
And for me, I think this is really the way, you know, to evangelize.
我想这是一个宣道的一个方式。
Because after she brought them to church,
因为她把他们带来教会之后
，because her gift is not to continue to speak, she just bring them to church, and then she allowed all the other brothers and sisters to take care of them.
那因为她的恩赐呢？并不是跟他们传讲很深的道理，他们把他带来以后呢，就让其他的弟兄姐妹来做其他的工作。
And on the end, the people been brought by her don't even know her name.
那最后呢，在他第一次带来的这些同龄人不记得他的名字。
Of course, on the end, praise and thank God, everybody know God the one that brought them.
那感谢神，到最后呢，我们了解是神把这些信徒带来。
Naaman did not even know the young girl's name.
乃曼并不知道这个小女子的名字。
She's the commander of the army of Syria.
她是亚兰王的元帅。
And she's only a slave girl.
她这个小女子呢，只是一个奴仆。
But I'm sure God knew her name.
但是我相信神知道她的名字。
And look at verse 5.
我们请看第五节。
Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel."
亚兰王说你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。
So God not only moved the young girl's heart, but also moved the heart of the king of Syria.
神不只感动了这小女子的心，也感动了亚兰王的心。
So this means when you and I preach to others,
所以当你我传福音给人家的时候，
God will move many people, mobilize many people to be able to fulfill His purpose.
神就会动员很多的人来达到这个目的。
If the king of Syria say no, you cannot go.
那如果亚兰王说你不能去，
then Naaman cannot go.
那乃曼那时候就不能去。
But because God moved the king's heart.
但是因为神开了亚兰王的心。
Say go, I will send a letter.
他说我帮你写一封信。
And then what did Naaman brought with him?
那这时候乃曼带了什么东西跟他一起去呢？
Verse 5.
第五节。
So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 change of clothing.
他带了银子十他连德，金子6000舍勒克。
Why did he bring all these things?
他为什么要带这些东西去呢？
Because in Naaman's mind,
因为在他的心里面，
if someone will do great things to clean him from his leprosy, of course he must give them gifts.
那他想说有人要帮他治好大麻风，他必须要给他一些礼物。
It's okay for Naaman to think like that.
乃曼这样子想的话是可以的。
But for you and I,
但是对你我来说，
for the man of God,
对神人来说，
he must do things according to God's will.
我们做的事情必须是要成就神的旨意。
Because if Naaman was cleansed from his leprosy,
如果乃曼得到了医治，
that is God's grace and God's mercy.
这是神的恩典，神的怜悯。
And we know we cannot pay for God's grace and God's mercy.
我们知道我们没有办法回报神的恩典跟神的怜悯。
Because even though Naaman think he wants to pay for, you know, for maybe for the work of the man of God,
虽然乃曼想要能给神人做的工有些回报，
ten talents of silver,
十他连德的银子。
This equal to 750 pounds of silver.
就相当于750磅的银子。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗？
Actually, it's a heavy price. You know, people willing to pay to cleanse from leprosy.
这是一个很大的数目，他们因为想要大麻风可以得到洁净。
And not only that, 6,000 shekels of gold.
不只是这样，还有6,000舍克勒的金子。
It's equal to about 150 pounds of gold.
相当于150磅的金子。
We know that Naaman truly wanted to be healed from his leprosy.
我们知道乃曼是真正的想要得到洁净。
But he does not know that if he is cleansed, he's going to be free.
但是他不知道，他得到洁净呢，其实是可以白白得到的。
Really nowadays.
所以在今天
，When I look at other Christians,
我看到其他的一些基督徒
，A lot of them are very zealous.
有些人呢，他们是很有热心的。
And a lot of them try to find a really way to know the complete truth.
他们想要真正的了解真理。
But even though they search and search, quite often they cannot find it.
但是他们不断的追寻追寻，有的时候并
没有找到。They willing to do everything to be able to find the truth that you and I have.
他们很想要追寻，是我们所了解的真理。
But sometimes you and I take this truth for granted.
那有的时候嘛，真理呢就当不当做一回事。
Well, I never forget this when I was in Sacramento Church.
我记得我在萨迦满度教会的时候。
This is a 5 Russian Jews.
那边有五位呢，是俄国的犹太人。
And they was reading a doctrine on the internet.
那他们在网络上读到了一个基本信仰。
And they really cannot speak English.
他们那时候并不懂英文。
So when they found our church,
他们找到了我们教会。
So the first service they came.
他第一次来我们那里聚会。
They brought a digital recorder.
他们就带了一个录音机。
And put on the pulpit, right?
就放在讲台上。
Where they want to record, a sermon.
他们想要把我们的正道呢给录起来。
And I asked them, oh, why do you want to record the sermon?
他说为什么你要把这个录音起来呢？
They say, oh, because the English is very bad.
他说我们的英文并不是很好。
So we record this sermon, we go back, and then we will, you know, ask someone, hire someone to translate, you know, to from English to Russian.
他说那我们可以把这个录起来呢，我们到时候可以雇佣一些人呢，帮我们把这个正道呢从英文翻成俄文。
Wow, I was really impressed.
那我感觉到就很佩服。
And after I gave a sermon,
那我在正道之后呢？
It's time to eat.
也是用餐的时间。
And they're like, no, is it okay if we don't eat?
他说我们是不是可以不用餐呢？
Can you just come so we can talk and ask you questions?
那是不是你就可以来跟我们谈论道理呢？我们就可以问你问题。
So for an hour and a half, they ask for the Bible. They are so joyful. It really is. I was so amazed by the character.
所以在这一个半小时的时间呢，我们讨论圣经的道理。我得到很多的喜乐。
Then when I went to visit them,
那我就去访问他们。
And they even hire a translator and pay money their own pocket.
他们从他们自己的腰包里面呢，雇了翻译的人。
Really, how many of us, you know, after we have the sermon recorded, right? When it's in the back, right?
那我们现在很多的早上的正道呢都有录音。
And most of us here are bilingual.
那我们在这里很多人都是双语的。
You can understand English and Chinese.
我们可以了解英文，也可以了解中文。
So even we take the sermon back, then it's easy to listen.
那我们可以把这个正道呢带回去听呢，其实很
容易。But for them, they have to listen to English, then translation. They have to also listen to Chinese, right?
那对他们来说，他们听了英文以后还要听中文的翻译。
But they did this for many months.
但是他们这样子做了有好多个月的时间。
One time I went to visit them.
有一次我去访问他们。
And I had the basic beliefs booklet with me.
我有基本信仰的一个册子。
And when I was talking to them,
那我就跟他们分享。
One of the men, he cannot focus.
那有一个人呢，他没有办法专心。
He kept looking at the booklet that I had.
他看到我手上的这本书。
Because he saw this booklet on the internet before, right? Because when he searched the internet, the booklet that we have, like, you know, on baptism, Holy Spirit, things like that.
因为他是在网络上看到了这本书。
And he kept looking at it.
他就这样子继续的读。
And I told him what,Do you want it?
我就说你想要这本书吗？
Yes,
他说是的，是的，我想要这本书。
And then I say I have written something in here already. Like, it doesn't matter.
我说我在这里呢有做了一些笔记呢，他说这没有关系。
And when I gave the booklet, he was so joyful.
当他拿到这本书的时候，他是很喜乐的。
Then sometimes I think about our members.
那有时候我看到我们的信徒。
Really, do we get joyful when we see the basic beliefs booklet?
当我们看到十大信仰的这个册子的时候呢？我们是不是很喜乐？
Did you ever open it?
我们有打开来读吗？
To see how wonderful it is, the truth is in there.
那我们可以从里面看到 有这么好的真理是这么的美好吗？
But for them, they took the booklet, they translated to Russian.
但是他们拿了这本册子，把它翻成了俄文。
You know how much it would cost for them to do that?
我们知道他们要花费多少呢？
And that's what they did.
但是这是他们所做的。
Really, just like Naaman.
就好像乃曼一样。
He willing to pay any price to be cleansed from his leprosy.
他那时候愿意负担任何的费用，就是希望能够从大麻风得到洁净。
You and I have no leprosy.
但是你我现在没有大麻风。
And not only that, we know the way to be cleansed from leprosy.
不只是这样，我们知道要怎么样从大麻风得到洁净。
But we must know really how much we are worth to many people.
但是我们要了解我们自己对人的这个能够的价值。
Look at the man of God, right?
我们看神人。
Actually, the man of God, Elisha, I'm very impressed by him.
那我们看到以利沙呢，我也是对他很佩服。
Why? Because Naaman was the one to go to be cleansed by him.
因为乃曼是去找他要来洁净。
Even though he was very powerful,
他虽然是一个很有权力的人
，bring a lot of money,
他带了很多的钱财，
yes,
但是他不在乎。
You still have leprosy.
你还是有大麻风。
So that's why I look at verse 8.
我们请看第八节。
So it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, Why have you torn your clothes?
第八节，神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王说，你为什么撕了衣服呢？
The king of Israel.
这是以色列的王。
Even though he was the king.
他是个王。
But when he received the letter from the king of Syria, because that king is way more powerful than he is, he said, This man tried to pick a fight.
那这时候他得到亚兰王的信，因为亚兰王比他更有权力，他就想说这个亚兰王是来找他麻烦的。
Because a person who has leprosy is just like a dead person.
因为有大麻风的人就好像一个死人一样。
So that's why, you know, the king of Israel said, "Am I God who can kill, who can make alive?" Of course, cannot.
那以色列王就说，我能够让人死，让人活吗？
So in other words, the king of Israel, he was lack of faith.
所以我们看到以色列王在这里，他没有信心。
He did not know that he served the true and living God.
他不知道他所敬拜的是独一又活的真神。
He did not know that the prophet and Israel be able to cleanse people from leprosy.
他不知道在以色列地有一个先知可以洁净人的大麻风。
That's why even though sometimes you and I are kings.
但你我有的时候虽然是王，
but if we don't serve the true and living God,
但是如果我们在这里不侍奉独一的真神，
then our kingship become not so powerful.
那我们的王权呢就没有很大的能力。
But look at the man of God.
那我们可以看到神人，
he is the prophet.
他是先知，
but said he was the man of God.
他是神人。
So he sent the letter to the king, message to the king.
他就跟以色列打发人去见王。
Why have you torn your clothes?
你为什么撕你的衣服呢？
Please let him come to me.And he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
可使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列人中有先知了。
Of course, during that time, we say there's a prophet of the Most High God.
那我们在这里说有先知，先知是至高真神的先知。
Look at verse 9.
请看第九节。
The Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house.
于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。
Can you imagine Naaman during that time?
你可以想象乃曼在那个时代。
He's the commander of the army of Syria.
他是亚兰人的元帅。
Of course, he goes to this guy who I don't know what kind of house Elisha has. Maybe he's rented a house somewhere or sleeps somewhere else, right? And goes to his house.
我们不知道以利沙他的房子是什么样，也许他是租用的一个地方，他就到了以利沙家的门口。
I'm sure that he expects that Elisha to come out to meet him and greet him.
我想说，他心里会想说，以利沙会出来迎接他。
And look at verse 10.
我们请看第十节。
And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean."
以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河沐浴七回，你的肉必复原，得着洁净。
”No, Elisha didn't even go out himself to greet Naaman.
以利沙呢，并没有出来见乃曼。
This is very interesting.
这是非常有趣的。
Of course, if I was Elisha,
那如果我是以利沙，
there's somebody powerful from other country.
有其他国家来很有权力的一个人。
Vice President of the United States come to our church and visit, I'm sure everyone of us want to come out and greet and meet him, right?
那如果美国的副总统来到我们的教会，我们一定出去迎接他。
Especially if they request something from us.
那也许他跟我们要求一些事情。
But the man of God,
但是神人，
he just stay in his house.
他就在他所住的地方。
Send a messenger to Naaman.
他就派了一个使者出去。
This is what you should do.
这是你应该所做的。
Just go to Jordan River, wash 7 times.
就去约旦河中沐浴七回。
Then you shall be cleansed.
你的肉就必复原。
As simple as that.
而得洁净。
You can see how great a faith that
you know, the man of God had.
我们可以看到以利沙他有多么强的信心。
Because no leprosy was cleansed during that time.
因为在那时候没有人的大麻风得着医治。
But how can Elisha know this one God will cleanse?
然后怎么知道以利沙知道呢神会洁净这一次呢
？Why? Because he's the man of God.
为什么呢？他是神人。
And he knows God is with him.
他知道神与他同在。
And then.Look at verse 11.
那我们看第十一节。
But Naaman became furious.
乃曼却发怒走了。
And he went away and said.
他走了就说。
Indeed, I say to myself.
我就告诉我。
He will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy.
我想他必定出来见我，站着求告神他的名。在患处上以上摇手治好这大麻风。
So, Naaman has his own idea how, you know, Elisha gonna heal him.
乃曼呢，他心里有一个想法是说，以利沙会怎么来医治
他。Just like many people come to a church, they have only own ways of being saved, of being cleansed from their sin.
那很多人来教会也是希望得到医治，得到救恩。
But their way is not God's way.
但是他们所想的呢，跟神所做的是不一样的。
Yes, even though they have this kind of mentality.
那虽然有这样子的心态。
He believed that, you know, Elisha would come out.
他相信以利沙会出来。
And call the name of his God.
然后求告耶和华。
And wave his hand.
摇他的手。
Then he'd be healed.
那就能得到医治。
But of course, he did not do that.
那当然，神人并没有这样子做。
Then in verse 12.
我们去看第十二节。
Then Naaman continued to say, look, even...Why? Even if you want me to wash, why in the Jordan River?
在第十二节他说，就算你要我沐浴的话，那为什么要在约旦河？
Because there's many rivers, you know, in Damascus, much cleaner, much better than Jordan River.
因为大马色有很多的河，比以色列的约旦河呢更美更好。
For Naaman, it's okay for him to think like that.
对于乃曼来说，这样子想是可以的。
Because he's not the children of God.
因为他并不是神的选民。
He's not.Chosen by God.
他并不是神所拣选的。
So his mentality is very different.
所以他的心态是很不一样的。
But make sure you and I.
但是我们要确信你跟我。
If God tells us he must dip 7 times in Jordan River, that's what he must do.
如果神要他在约旦里面沐浴七回，这就是他必须要做的。
Just like nowadays when people come to a church.
就像有人来到我们教会。
They have many ideas, many ways how they can be saved.
有很多想法，很多。做法，他们觉得他们这样子可以得救。
But we know the Bible.
但是我们了解圣经。
Tell us a person must be born again of water and spirit.
要从水跟圣灵重生。
They must be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit to be cleansed from their infirmity.
要必须接受洗礼，求圣灵得到救恩。
If people believe it, fine. People don't, it's okay.
那如果有人相信，很好；如果不相信的话，也没有关系。
But make sure you and I do not compromise what God has telling us what we need to do for people to be cleansed.
但是我们不能够妥协神教导我们要怎么样得洁净的一个方式。
But if we get to the point that we feel people do not need to be baptized anymore to be cleansed from their sin.
那有的时候我们会说，想说根本不用接受洗礼，不用接受圣灵就可以得到救恩。
If we have this kind of mentality,
如果有我们这样子的想法，
this means our faith has been compromised.
那就表示我们的信仰呢已经妥协了。
If we feel that people do not need to receive the Holy Spirit to be saved, this means our faith has been compromised.
如果我们不相信得到圣灵是得到救恩的一个步骤的话呢，我们的信仰已经。
Especially on the end days,
尤其在末世
many of us will be deceived.
很多人呢都会被蒙骗
Deceived from what?
蒙骗是怎么样被蒙骗呢
From not doing the things according to God's will.
就不是没有照神的旨意来做的
事情 That's why for the man of God.
所以对神人来说
Hey, Naaman the one that came to him.
乃曼是来这里接受医治的人
When people come to our church.
就像有人来到教会
Of course, we must show a lot of love, a lot of compassion.
当然我们必须对他们有很多的爱
But at the same time.
但是在同时
Never compromise God's will.
但是我们不能够妥协神的旨意
And never compromise our faith.
那我们不能妥协我们的信仰
Because if we have this kind of faith, then people have a heart of humility just like Naaman.
那如果我们要这样子信心我们看到有谦卑心的人，就像乃曼。
I see the people say he was furious.
我们一开始呢，我们可以看到他呢是很生发怒。
And then verse 12 they say he turned away in a rage.
我们可以看到他愤怒的转身，这记载在第十二节。
He was very very upset.
他是非常的生气。
But look at verse 13.
我们请看第十三节。
And his servant came near and spoke to him.
他的仆人前来对他说。
Now when a person is angry,
当一个人生气的时候,
when a person is enraged,
那他在发怒的时候,
it's very difficult for you to go next to him and talk to him, right?
就很难就跟他做任何这样子的沟通。
Actually, before I came to Christ, I had a very bad temper.
那在我认识主以前呢, 我的脾气很不好。
When I get upset,
当我生气的时候,
I lock myself in a closet, right?
我把我自己呢关在一个衣橱里。
Because if anyone want to come and talk to me and stuff like that, I might, you know, beat them up, right?
那有人如果来跟我讲话的话呢, 我有可能会打他们,
but Naaman,
但是乃曼,
even though he was furious,
他非常的愤怒,
even though he was enraged,
他非常的生气,
but his servant still be able to go and talk to him.
但是他的仆人呢, 还是可以对他说话。
See, this man is a man of great self-control.
他是很有自制能力的一个人。
If I was Naaman,
如果我是乃曼的话,
if I'm furious and enraged, I would go to the house of Elisha, actually go and do something bad to him, right?
那我如果是乃曼呢, 我会到以利沙家, 然后, 然后对他做一些不好的事情。
Even though he was enraged, he went away.
但是他虽然发怒呢, 他只是转身而去。
Even though he was enraged, he'd be able to listen to his servant of all the people.
他虽然在生气呢, 他还听他仆人所说的话。
And the servant said to him,
所以仆人对他说,
of course, the servant said, my father, right?
那在说我父啊。
So they have to know, if he's enraged, you must say something very nice to him, right?
所以他生气的时候要讲一些好话给他听。
Say, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it?
我父啊, 先知若吩咐你做一件大事, 你岂不做吗?
Really, this is great wisdom.
那这个是很有智慧的。
For the servant to be able to have this in their mind, for sure, God moved your heart, put in their heart to say it in such a way.
这些仆人呢, 神把他的智慧呢, 放在这些仆人的心里面, 让他们说出这样子有智慧的话来。
The man of God said to Naaman, go and kill 10 lions.
那像神人如果跟乃曼说, 你去杀10只狮子。
I'm sure Naaman would have gone.
那乃曼就会去,
because he's a man of valor.
因为他是一个大能的一个勇士。
But something simple, go and dip in the Jordan River, sometime you're cleansed. How can you not do that, right?
那他就说, 你只知道河里沐浴7次呢? 他反而不想做。
Then look at nowadays.
我们看今日,
many people try so many things to find enlightenment, right?
很多人呢, 想要从任何地方得到心里的喜乐,
and to find the meanings of life.
然后要追寻生命的意义。
Actually, many people nowadays, they would spend about 2-3 months in a mountain.
那很多人呢, 也许一个一年花两三个月的时间在山里面。
They pay tens of thousands of dollars.
花了几万块钱。
They go up there, they meditate, they try to, you know,
到山上去冥想。
Meditate to the point that they cleanse themselves, this and that, right?
然后希望借着冥想的过程能够洁净他们。
And they fast and everything.
他们禁食做任何事情。
But to come to know Jesus Christ,
但是就来认识主耶稣,
to be healed from their sin,
要从让罪能够洗净,
it's very simple.
是很容易的。
But sometimes people are just too proud to do what is simple, what the Lord Jesus Christ told us.
有的时候呢, 因为骄傲, 所以简单的事情呢, 就很难做到。
So that's why the servants know the heart of Naaman.
所以仆人呢, 了解乃曼的心。
He's the man of valor.
他是一个大能的勇士。
If you tell you to do some great things, these little things, dip in the Jordan River, how simple it is.
他叫你做一件大事, 你岂不做吗? 何况只是沐浴而得洁净呢?
And look at verse 14.
第14节。
So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan.
于是乃曼下去照着神的话在约旦河里沐浴7回。
Remember,
记得,
if we preach to friends and truth seekers,
那如果我们传讲给朋友或者牧道者,
God also will move their heart to do what is right.
那神也会开启他们的心做对的事情。
But it's our duty to be faithful to our God.
但是我们必须对神是信实的。
Just like the servant girl,
就好像这个小女子,
just like the man of God,
就好像这个神人,
they are faithful to their position.
但他们是很有信心的。
Because of their faithfulness, God can work with everyone to be, you know, to cleanse Naaman from his leprosy.
因为他们的信实, 神借着这么多人来洁净 乃曼的大麻风。
If the young girl was afraid to talk to Naaman,
那如果小女子, 她害怕跟乃曼说话,
then he cannot be cleansed.
她就不能够得到洁净。
If the man of God afraid to tell Naaman go dip in the Jordan River 7 times, then Naaman cannot be cleansed.
如果神人呢, 不敢告诉乃曼就去河里面沐浴7回的话呢, 乃曼不会得洁净。
And if Naaman's servant, if he's servant, most likely they're Israelites also, right? Because there's all the servant he brought.
那乃曼的这些仆人呢, 他也许,
if they did not, if they're afraid to say the name,
如果他们害怕跟乃曼说话,
then he will also not be cleansed.
他也不能够得到洁净。
So that's why our task in church, even though sometimes it's so minute, but it's so important.
虽然我们在教会的工作, 虽然看起来是微不足道的, 但是有可能是十分重要的。
We are all different parts of one body.
我们都是这整个身体的一个部分。
And we need every part to function to be able to fulfill God's will.
那我们所有的肢体呢, 都要一起工作, 才能够成就神的旨意。
And that's why Naaman went to dip himself Jordan River.
所以乃曼呢才到约旦河去沐浴七回。
Then the Bible said that his flesh restored just like a little child, and he was cleansed.
所以圣经记载他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，
then
他就洁净了。
He knew there's a God in Israel.
所以他就知道在以色列界有神。
And when he want to give money.
那他要馈赠于以利沙。
But look at verse 16.
我们请看16节。
But he said, as the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing. And he urged him to take, but he refused.
以利沙说, 我指着所侍奉永生的耶和华起誓, 我必不受。
So when we invite people to come to our church,
所以当我们邀请人来我们教会的时候,
when they are baptized,
当他们 接受洗礼之后,
when they are cleansed from their sin,
当他们得到洁净之后,
make sure we do not steal God's glory.
那我们要知道我们并不会去窃取神的荣耀,
but give glory to God.
我们把所有的人要归于神的名。
If the man of God received the gifts of Naaman,
如果神人呢接受了乃曼的馈赠,
this means God's grace, God's mercy, it worth this much and that much, people can pay for it.
那就表示神的恩典呢是可以用实质上的金钱来付的。
But it's not like that.
但并不是这样的。
God's grace, God's mercy,
神的恩典和怜悯,
is free.
是白白给我们。
Because it's free, you and I cannot charge others, you know, to charge others to pay for God's grace and God's mercy.
因为是白白得来的呢, 我们不能够接受这种馈赠。
Of course, sometimes we indirectly, you know, we do things that really just like stealing God's glory away.
那当然有的时候我们间接的呢, 好像是夺取神的荣耀。
Especially when we want to, you know, give ourselves honor, give ourselves, you know, the glory when a person is baptized.
那尤其是有的时候呢, 当有人接受洗礼的时候呢, 我们希望这个荣耀能归在我们自己的身上。
If we do this, we'll become like Gehazi.
那如果我们这样子做的话呢, 我们就会跟基哈西一样。
Because Gehazi did exactly like that, then you know, the leprosy of Naaman came upon him and also to his generation.
基哈西呢, 因为这样子做呢, 乃曼的麻风就临到他身上, 而且他的下代身上。 所以愿神帮助我们。
When it comes to evangelizing,
当我们做宣道的工作,
we must firm in our faith.
我们对于我们自己的信仰呢,
yes,
必须要坚持。
Even though sometimes we can talk to a person who is very smart, very educated, very powerful, it doesn't matter.
有的时候我们可以跟一个很聪明, 很有能力, 很有权力的人传福音, 但这不重要。
In the eyes of God,
在神的眼里,
if you are not baptized according to the Bible,
如果没有照着圣经的教训, 接受洗礼,
they have leprosy.
他们就是有大麻风。
And it's we, the one of God, will use
那神是会借着我们,
to cleanse them from their leprosy.
让他们能从大麻风得到洁净。
So we must be faithful.
所以我们必须要有信心。
And do what is right according to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要信实, 我们要做神主耶稣基督要我们所做的。
Even though sometimes I do just like the young girl, very small.
有的时候也许我们跟小女子所做的是非常微小的事情。
But sometimes I do just like the man of God, very great.
那有的时候像神人所做的事情是一个很大的神迹。
And sometimes my duty, all we have to say is one word, just like Naaman's servant.
那有的时候也许只是说一句话，就像乃曼的仆人。
But on the end, it doesn't matter what duties we have, God's name will be glorified.
但是最后不管怎么做呢，神的名都会得到荣耀。
Now let's all rise, sing hymn 294.
我们请一同站立唱诗294首。